Today's shiur is Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, two lines from the bottom. Amemar, we previously learned the Mila v'chol machshireha doichnes haShabbos, that the mitzvah Mila, and according to Rabbi Lezer, all of the preliminaries, everything required to make a Mila are doichnes haShabbos. Ask the Gemara, Menalel Rabbi Lezer Ha, from where does Rabbi Lezer know this din? Says the Gemara, Imi Kula Gemara, if he attempts to learn it from the various halachas that we learned yesterday, Kremrinan. Like we explained yesterday at length, every one of these halachas has a unique quality that makes it different, that you can't learn another mitzvah from it. For example, we set up Oimer Shtei Alechem Atzarech Kavoya. Lulav, we said, has dalad minim. Matzah, we said, is banoshim kibanoshim. Sukkah is b'yoyim u'b'layla. For furthermore, says the Gemara Malahanach, all the various dinim we learned yesterday, she came over zmano u'batla. If the time to do the mitzvah passes, you can no longer do it. After sukkah, you can't sit in a sukkah. After sukkah, you can't take a lulav. After Yom Pesach, you can't do Omer. After Shavuos, you can't do Shtei Lechem. But a Mila could be done any time. So even if it won't be done on Shabbos, it could be done after Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Alahainu Tamid Rebbe Lezer. This is the reason for Rebbe Lezer. The Omer Krod says in the Pasuk, Ubiyoyim Hashmini Yima B'sar Halasoi. On the eighth day, the bris should be made. V'filu B'Shabbos. Even if that day comes out on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, the licht of Rachmana b'Mila, let the Torah write this din, that the Machshirei Mila, Adoich HaShabbos, and write it by Mila, v'leisu hanach v'lig b'mina, so all the other dinim that we discussed in the previous Gemara, in yesterday's Shir, why do we need Psukim to teach us those dinim? Why can't we learn them out from Mila? Answers the Gemara, Mishim de'ikla mifrach, if the only din the Torah would have said, that Machshir Adoich HaShabbos, would have been at Mila, we would have said Mela Mila. Mila has the unique attribute Shekei Nichrus Aleh Shlosha Sebisrit. The Tariq Daisha spoke, says the word Brith regarding Mila 13 times, and that's why it's a very Chashva Mitzvah, and that's why I would say strictly Mila is there a halacha that the Machshir Madaycha Shabbos nowhere else. The Masha brings down two Pshatim. If Machshirei Mila, that if we say that bris nichrus aleh yud gimel brisus regarding Mila is dafka on a Mila bezmano, or is it even by Mila shloi bezmano? The Beis Halevi asks a very fundamental question on this Gemara. The Gemara says, what makes Mila different than all the other mitzvahs that we learned yesterday? Because all the other mitzvahs that we discussed, shemken ovez mana batla. If the time for doing the mitzvah passed, you can't do the mitzvah anymore. However, Mila, there's always time to do the Mila later. Ask the Beis Halevi two questions. Number one, there is a specific mitzvah to do the Mila b'yoyim hashmini. We know people go out of the way. There's a mitzvah to do the mitzvah b'yoyim hashmini. That can't be made up. So what's the Gemara saying? That you can always make it up. You can't make up Yom HaShmini. Furthermore, he says, we're going to learn tomorrow a sugya about tzitzim ha-me'akvim and tzitzim she'en ha-me'akvim. That there are strands of flesh, not going to go into it at length now, that during the bris, you must remove them, and if you didn't remove them, you have to go back for them. And there are other strands that are not ma'akiv the bris. The Torah says that even if I did the bris today and I didn't take off those non-required tzitzim, I should take them off at a later time. Ask the Beis Halevi, why? Because it's a hidden mitzvah. Zakeli vanzeyu, it's a hidden mitzvah to have a perfect bris, Mila. Ask the Beis Halevi, how could you have a hidden mitzvah after there's no more mitzvah? If the mitzvah is only b'shas that we're doing the bris milah, the bris milah was done, it was a kosher bris milah, And we're only going back for Tzitzin Shein Ma'akfin because of a hidden mitzvah. How could you have hidden mitzvah when there is no chiyuv to do the mitzvah? So as the Beis Halevi, from here we see that there are two concepts of Mila. One concept of Mila is to do a bris, and there's another concept that every Jew has to be a person who's nimoil, who is circumcised. That is a constant mitzvah. Every minute a Yid has a chiyuv to be a nimoil. And truthfully, Rashi mentioned it in the Gemara we spoke about earlier, because Rashi said, quotes the Medrash, that David HaMelech looked at himself when he was in the mikveh and he had no clothing on, and he said, I have no mitzvahs. So then he saw that he had the bris milah. He said, oh, I have a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is that he was a nimoil, that he was a gemalata. So if there's a mitzvah to be every moment, to be a gemalata, and that's why you could have hidden mitzvah any moment, because you always have that mitzvah. So what's the Gemara saying? Shem Aviz Manai, I'll do it later. But every moment I have a mitzvah to be gemalat, and if I'll wait, I lose out that mitzvah. So the Beis Halevi answers, since the main mitzvah is to make a bris, and that main mitzvah could be done any time, so all these other mitzvahs, although they are mitzvahs, are not significant enough, says the Gemara, that I should be able to be doicha Shabbos unless we had a special limon as we do. Rav Chaim Knievsky was asked that, yes, we should be able to make a meal on Shabbos, but why shouldn't we ask a goy, according to the shittas that say that a goy can make a bris milah, why shouldn't we ask a goy to do the bris? And there would be an advantage, because there wouldn't be any chilul Shabbos, because it's a goy, and there's no problem that he's my shliach, that he's the shliach of a Jew, because there's no issue of shlichus where the person who's doing the aveira is not doing an aveira. Says Reb Chaim Knievsky, because there's a specific inyan, there's a specific issue that the father should do the bris milah, and if not the father, he should ask a shliach, somebody who's able to be a shliach, to do the milah for him, and a goy can't be the shliach. So if we're going to ask a goy to do the bris milah, we will lose out on the specific mitzvah of the father doing the bris, and that's why we don't do that. Says the Gemara, Ad kan lo pligar le rabbonon ela b'machshiri mila. The machloikis of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbonon has been limited to the machshiri mila, ava mila gufa, regarding the mila itself. Divrei hakol doich Shabbos. Everybody will agree that it's doich Shabbos. Menolon, from where would you know this? Amrula halacha. It's halacha al-Moshe Mesinai. V'kenam Rav Yitzchak, so says Rav Yitzchak, halacha, that it's halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in a brisa, Menayin l'bekuach nefesh yedoichas Shabbos. How do we know that bekuach nefesh is doichas Shabbos? That if somebody is in a situation of danger, we doichas Shabbos, we mechal Shabbos on his behalf. Rav Lez ben Azari says, Ma mila, if mila, she achas me'evar of shalodam, that it's only one of a person's limb. Doichas Shabbos has the power to override Shabbos, kavachomer, lebkuach nefesh, certainly kuach nefesh, which is the person's entire body, she doichas Shabbos. There's an interesting story. The Radzina Rebbe and Rav Chaim Briska once met. So Rav Chaim Briska asked the Radzina Rebbe, you're a Rebbe, you're a Chassid, I'd like you to prove to me that from the Gemara that we have to, that there's a Gemara that has to be explained api chsidus, not api posh the pshat. So the Radzina Rebbe said, this is the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, if Mila, which is only one limb, is Doich Shabbos, certainly entire body, Pikuch Nefesh of entire body is Doich Shabbos. So Radzina Rebbe asked, what's the connection? What's the relationship? Mila is not a situation where the person's in physical danger. We have to do the mitzvah of Mila, but he's not in physical danger. Kuch nefesh, the person's in physical danger. She said, because if a person has an orla, he's in danger ruchnius, because he still has that orla. So if just the danger, if the ruchnius, the danger of one aver is doich Shabbos, certainly the, and ruchni's danger is equal to physical danger, certainly the entire body. So this has to be because achsidish atayra, we're comparing ruchni's danger to physical danger. Other mepharshim say that how do we see that mila is a physical danger? Because we remember in the Torah that when Eliezer, the son of Moshe Rabbeinu Tzipporah, was not circumcised, the Malach wanted to kill him. So we see that if a person is not gemalad, is in physical danger. I mean, that's only from one aver, certainly his entire body. Now, continues the Gemara. If we're going to say that Mila being Doicha Shabbos is only Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, Kavachoyma Me'Halacha Mi'Asi, can we learn a Kavachoyma as something that's based on Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? I'll prove to you that you can't. V'Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Amar Beleza Ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar said to Akiva, Etzem Kesaira Matam Halacha. The Halacha is that if somebody is a Nazir, he's not going to become Tamei. If he becomes Tamei, he has to begin his Naziris again. So the Halacha, there's a Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, says the Gemara, that if he touches the size of a bone of a dead body, just the size of a Saira of a barley, he becomes Tamei. And I'll tell you, says Rabbi Elazar, Revi'is Dam, that if he touches a Revi'is Dam, he certainly should become Tamei with a Kavachoymer. What's the Kavachoymer? The halacha is, there's something called Tumas oil. That if somebody goes into the oil, into the same house, same tent as a mace, he becomes Tamei. How much of the mace has to be in the house? A Revi'is Dam. What's going to be the halacha of an Etzem Kesoira of a mace is in the house? The person will not have tumas oil. So now the kavachayim is very good. If Revi'is Dam is metame ba'oil, and etzim kasa'oir is not metame ba'oil, then etzim sa'oir, if it's metame nazar, certainly a Revi'is Dam should be metame nazar. So he said, v'ain don a kavachayim ma'alocha. You can't learn a kavachayim from malocha l'mash mistanai. So even though logically it makes sense, if it's based on halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, we can't learn kavachaymers. So if we're saying that the din, that mila is doicha Shabbos, is a kavachaymer, how can we learn the halacha pikuach nefesh from it? Ella, Amar Belazar. Rabbi Elazar says, how do we know that mila is doicha Shabbos? Asya ois ois. It says the word ois by Mila, and it says the word Ois by Shabbos, so we learn Xerish Shava that Mila is Doicha Shabbos. And like the Ritva explains, because if not so, why does the Torah have to write the word Ois by Mila? The Torah wrote the word Ois by Mila to teach us that Mila is Doicha Shabbos. Elma Atafer asked the Gemara, if that's true, Tfilin Dixiben Ois, but Tfilin also says the word Ois, Litchi Shabbos. So let the making of tefillin also override Shabbos with the same concept. Ella, says the Gemara, how do I know it? Ask your bris. We learn it from Xer Shav, the word bris. It says the word bris by Shabbos, and it says the word bris by Mila, so I know Mila is Doicha Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, if so, Godl the Ksibe bris. Said also by Godel, where it says the word bris, by his bris mila, it should also litchi Shabbos, it should override Shabbos, and we know, as we learned and will learn, that only mila b'yayim hashmini of a child on his eighth day is doicha Shabbos, no other mila is doicha Shabbos. Last year, doris. We learn exer shava of doris. It says the word doris by Shabbos, and it says the word doris by mila, that's how I know the mila override Shabbos. Ask the Gemara Tzitzis Dixibe Dairis. By Tzitzis, it also says the word Dairis. Litchi Shabbos. It should override Shabbos. Yet yesterday we learned that making Tzitzis doesn't override Shabbos. And the Achroinim ask, we learned, we just said it as recently as yesterday, that Ein Adam Don Gzer Shavu L'Atzmai. A person can't make up his own Gzer Shavu. Elam can Kibloi Min Raboisov. Unless he learned it from his Rebbe's. So perhaps, asked the Achroinim, they don't understand this whole Gemara. Maybe there's a Gzeru Shava between Mila and Shabbos, But there is no Gzeirah Shavah between Tefillin and Shabbos. There is no Gzeirah Shavah between Tzitzis and Shabbos. So what's the Gemara saying? That just like Meal is Daich Shabbos, so Tzitzis, so Tefillin. Here we have a Gzeirah Shavah. Here we have a Mesorah that we have a Gzeirah Shavah. Here we don't have a Mesorah. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? So the Achronim answer, if two words are used for Gzeirah Shavah, for example, if we're using ice as a Gzeirah Shavah, if we're using Doris as a Gzeirah Shavah, then we can't pick and choose and say, I'll use it sometimes and I won't use it other times. And once we have a Kabbalah that this Gzeirah Shavah is a Gzeirah Shavah, then we use it all the time. Now the Achronim asks another question. The Mitzvah Eisen asks, you know why Tzitzis is not Doich Shabbos? The Gemara we said yesterday, Hoyel B'yodolav Kiran, you have a way of not having to have to wear Tzitzis if you're Mafka, you begged. And that's why Tzitzis is not Doiche Shabbos. Not because, but could be the Gzeirah Shavah is good. So they answer like this. They said, yesterday we wanted to learn Tzitzis from the other mitzvahs for the Mamatzinu. Mamatzinu is that they have the same characteristic. So if I see that they don't have the same characteristics, for example, Tzitzis, we could absolve ourselves by being Mafker, so we can't learn Tzitzis from the other things. Here we're learning with Gzeirah Shavah. A Gzeirah Shavah, even if we have a Kasha, as we explained previously, if the Psukim are there for it, even after the Kasha, the Gzeirah Shavah remains. So, yes, Tzitzis are different than Mila, because Tzitzis you can be Mafka, but the Gzeirah Shavah is a Gzeirah Shavah, if the Gzeirah Shavah is correct. El Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, what's the reason Mila is Doich Shabbos? Nothing else, is because Donin, Ois Bris Adoris, by the mitzvah bila, we have both the word ois, and also the word bris, and also the word doiris. Ma'ois bris, the doiris, and Shabbos also we have these three words. Lefuke hanach, to exclude the other mitzvahs that we discussed, the chad chad hu d'ksiben. Tefillin has the word ois, but doesn't have bris and doiris. And so too tzitzis has the word doiris, but it doesn't have ois and bris. Rav Yochan Amar, Rav Yochanan says a different source how we know that Mila is Doich Shabbos. Amakra, it says in the Pasuk, B'yoyim afil b'Shabbos, to make the bris even b'Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rish Lakish l'Rav Yochanan. So Rish Lakish asks Rav Yochanan, El Ma'ata, M'chusri Kapara, somebody who was became Tomei, like a Zav or a Zava, that after they go through the purification process and the mikvah, they also have to bring a carbon. Where the Pasuk also says, B'yoyim, Hachanami the Doich Shabbos, should their Kabonis be Doich Shabbos, that you should be allowed to bring them on Shabbos? And it says the Gemara, Hahumi Ba'ilei, no, the word that says B'yoyim, by the Mechusri Kapara, is to teach us b'yoyim v'loy b'layla, that the kabbonis have to be brought by day and not by night. As the Gemara, so the Gemara say the same thing by Mila. Hainami, I'll tell you, know why we need the word b'yoyim? Not to teach us that you make the bris and Shabbos, to teach us b'yoyim v'loy b'layla, that the bris is done by day and not by night. Answers the Gemara, Ahumi ben Shmoneh Nafka, that a bris must be done by day and not by night, I know from the word b'yoyim. I know from Ben Shmoneh Yamin. Ask the Gemara, Hai Nami Mevayom Tzafoy Soy Nafka, the din that a carbon has to be brought strictly during the day, we know because by all Kabbonis it says Beyom Tzafoy Soy. Answers the Gemara, Afagav the Nafka Beyom Tzafoy Soy, even though we know that from the Pasuk of Beyom Tzafoy Soy that Kabbonis must be brought by day, Itzrucha, I still need a special pasuk to teach us that the kabbonis of a mechusar kapara should be brought by day, because sakadat chamina. This is the way Tosfos explains the Gemara. Hoyel v'chos rachmana lasui b'dalus. Since there's a special din by these mechusar kapara that if they can't afford to bring a carbon from an animal, they're allowed to bring a carbon from birds. So since the Torah has this special din that they could be brought, birds could be brought instead of animal, I would think Belayla Nami Laisi, that the din should be also that they could be brought at night, they don't have to be strictly brought by day. Kamashmon, that's why we need a special pasuk, or Bayoim to teach us that these two kabbonas have to be brought by day. Because there's a rule, it's one of the Yud Gimel Midosh Shatara in the Dreshes Behan, called Dover Shyot Shoy Bechlal, anything that was a part of a general rule, V'yotz Lidim B'Dover Chadosh, and there's something unique about it, it can't be returned until it's brought back. And here this is an exception, because we see that if you can't afford an animal, you bring a bird. That's why the same thing is the halacha. I would think that you could bring it at night, kamash malon, that no, this also can only be brought by day, the kabbonis of a mechusrei kapara. Maskla Ravina asks Ravina, Elam Ata, if you want to say that since this carbon of a mechusrei kapara is unique, yei zar kash behen, so halacha should be that a zar, non-kain, should also be kosher. Via a oinen, the halacha is an oinen, somebody who just lost his family, immediate relative, is not allowed to do avoida. But if we're saying that the kabbonis of a mechusrei kapara are unique, why? Because they could be birds could be brought instead of animals. So why don't you say the same that you don't need a kayin or you don't even an oinen? And it says the Gemara ha-hadri kra. Since the Torah, and again, this is the way Tosfos explains, like we said before, kol davar shayu b'klal yotzel dam lidam b'davar chadash, anything that's part of a group, if it comes and teaches a new din, iyat yachzel achzel lechlala, it doesn't fall back into the general rules. Atch yachzrena akosel lechlala b'feresh, until the Torah puts it back. But that's what happened here. Since the Torah put back the din of mechusrei kapara to be the same as all other kabbonis, why? Because we see that all other kabbonis, that it has the din and has to be brought by day, not by night, just like all other kabbonis have that din. I say similarly that it has to be brought strictly by a kohen, not by anybody else, because now it's like all other kabbonis. As Tosfos, if you look in the psukim that describe the din of the kabbonis of the mechusrei kapara, the word kohen keeps on appearing. So as Tosfos, how can we have a havamina that you could do it not with a kohen? So there's a few truths I'm given the Rishonim. One Teretz Tosfos says is that the Gemara didn't mean a zor; it meant a kohen who's pasul, like the oinen. But of course, the Gemara never thought that somebody who's a non-kohen could bring the carbon. The Ramban says that maybe what the Gemara thinks is that when the Torah uses the word kohen, but the kabbonis of mechusrei kapara, it means that l'chatchila a kohen should do the avoida. But if not, then you could use somebody else. Or another pshat, perhaps when the Torah uses the word kohen, it means a kohen even if he's not wearing the big day kahuna. Who says that we have to have a kohen with the begadim? That's what the Gemara says. Hahadri kra. Once it goes back regarding the din of night, that night is not good, so too it has to be a kohen with his begadim, not an oinen. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Amar kra. This is the way I know that a meal is doicha Shabbos, because it says in Pasuk Shmini afilu b'Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that this pasuk is teaching us that you could do a milah even b'Shabbos? Hi Shmini mibaylei lemutei shvii, that a bris cannot be done on the seventh day. Answers the Gemara, shvii miben shmoneh shama nafka. The halacha that a bris can't be done on the seventh day, I learned from the words ben shmoneh shama. Ask the Gemara, good. So I have a pasuk to teach me that you can't do the bris on the seventh day. The katimi boilei chad lemutei shvii, one to tell me you can't do the bris on the seventh day. The chad lemutei shvii, and another bris then to tell us that don't push it off to the ninth day. Dimi chad, if I only had one limud, have him in a shvii who the shvii who. Only on the seventh day don't do the bris. You know why? The time hasn't yet come to do the bris. It's too early. He's not old enough. But maybe what the Torah means is you could do it on the eighth day and any time after the eighth day. But it doesn't have to be dafka the eighth day. And if you want to do the ninth day, fine. So we have to explain, like Rabbi Yochanan says, that the limud is from a different pasuk. The Rishonim ask that even though we just finished learning that a mila is not is doich Shabbos, and if a bris comes out on Shabbos, we do it. Why is it different than shofar and lulav? That the halach is the midaraisa, shofar. If Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, we should blow the shofar. If Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, we should take the lulav. Yet Chazal made a gzeira shem yavurena dalar amos b'shus rabim. We're concerned that somebody's going to carry the lulav or somebody's going to carry the shofar, and that's why Chazal said, "Don't blow the shofar, don't take the lulav." Why did they not make the same gzeira by mila? So a number of terutzim are given. One is because what we said on Amun Aleph, since mila is so choshev, shechei nichrusu aleh yud gimel brises, 13 brises were said regarding the mila. That's why mila Chazal did not want to abolish. Another reason the Rishonim give is, since usually a bris is made by a moel who's an expert, he'll know to be careful not to carry the knife, and that's why by bris mila Chazal did not feel the need to make a gzeira not to do it on Shabbos. The Ran along the same line says, shofar, lulav are mitzvahs that every Jew is responsible to do. So since every Jew is responsible to do those mitzvahs, we're concerned that there may be Jews that will forget themselves and carry the shofar and carry the lulav. However, bris mila only is relative to the father of the baby, to the relatives of the baby, not to everybody. So if they see him carrying chas v'shalom, doing something wrong, they'll remind him, you're not allowed to do it. The Ravid says a very interesting reason. The Ravid says that if in Bizman Chazal, the Yom Tovim were established according to the Edom. They said that they saw the new moon. Not everybody really knew when Yom Tov is. So what will happen if we think today is Rosh Hashanah, it's Shabbos, and we think today is Rosh Hashanah, and then it turns out that it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is really tomorrow. So we were Mechal Shabbos for no reason. We think today is Sukkot, and then it turns out that it was not Sukkot. We Mechal Shabbos for no reason. That's why Chazal was careful and made a gzera, don't blow the shofar on Shabbos, don't take the lulav on Shabbos. However, a bris is not toluy, is not dependent on a date. It's dependent on 8 days from when the baby is born. No mistake can be made about that. That's why Chazal didn't make the gzera. One more reason given by the Mefarshim is that even though the Rabbanan can make gzeiras, the Rabbanan are reluctant to make gzeiras when they explicitly go against what it says in the Torah. If the Torah says, "B'yoyim hashmini yima b'sar losoi," on the 8th day make a bris, even if it's Shabbos, so the Torah is explicitly telling us, do make the bris on Shabbos, Chazal did not want to explicitly go against what it says in the Torah, and that's why they won't say, don't make a bris on such a Shabbos. Tanya kavasa de Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, we learned in a brisa like Rabbi Yochanan, udloi k'rav Achav Yaakov, different than Rav Achav Yaakov. It says, Shmina Yimoil, a bris should be performed on Shmini, afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Continue the brisa, mani mekayim, mechalei mashimus. What do I do with the pasuk that says if somebody desecrates the Shabbos, he's chayv misa? B'sham melachos chutz mila. It refers to other melachos besides mila. Oh yeah, you know, filo mila. Continue the brisa. Maybe it includes that even a mila should not be performed on Shabbos. Or mani mekayim shmini yimoil. It says in the pasuk that the bris should be done on Shmini. It means chutz mishabbos. That's if the 8th day comes out any other day besides Shabbos. Tamaloimer b'yoyim. The pasuk says b'yoyim afilu b'shabbos, even if it's on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara. Amar Rava. Let's try to understand this brisa. Hai tanami kormai konichloi. At the beginning, it seems that it was obvious to the Tana that a bris mila is doich Shabbos. And then he starts to not be sure. And he says, no, maybe a bris is not doich. Is it or isn't it? Answer the Gemara Hachkama. This is the way you have to learn the brisa. Shmini yimoil. A person should do a bris on the 8th day. Afil b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Or mani mekayim mechalei mashumas. What do we do with the pasuk that says that if somebody's mechalei Shabbos, that's b'sham melachos chutz mila. Ava mila, but mila dachya. Mila is doich Shabbos. My time, why? Because kavachaymahu. I'll say the following kavachaymah. Or matzaras. We know that there's if somebody's a mitzayra, he's tamei, and the Torah says he shomer benega hatzaras. Watch the nega tzaras. Chazal teach us from here we know that a person is not allowed to cut off, tear off any spot where he has a tzaras. Umat tzaras, so tzaras, the lav of taking off the tzaras is so strong shetoiches avoida. That means if there's a kohen who has to do the avoida and he's a mitzora, we do not let him cut off the tzaras while he has the tzaras. He's tamei, he certainly can't do the avoida. We don't let him cut off the tzaras in order to be able to do the avoida. So we see that tzaras is stronger than the avoida. The avoida toiches Shabbos, and we know that avoida, doing the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash, is stronger than Shabbos. Why? Because on Shabbos they did avoid, even though it involved Chil Shabbos by bringing the Kabbonis. Still, Mila Doicha Oisai, Mila has the power of overriding the Tzaras. Because as we will learn on this Amid, if somebody has Tzaras in the Makam Mila, in the place where the Mila has to be done, we do the Mila, even though it involves cutting off the Tzaras. So Shabbos shenitchas apnei avoida. If Shabbos, which is weaker than avoida, and it didn't shetay mila daicha isai, certainly mila should have the power to override it. Again, let's understand, because Shabbos is weaker than avoida, and tzaras is stronger than avoida, and mila is stronger than tzaras. So if mila is stronger than tzaras, it's also stronger than Shabbos. That's why the Tanis felt that Shabbos, that mila is daicha Shabbos. So why did the Tana then change his mind? Hadamar, then he thought himself, who says it's because the stringency of tzaras, that's why it's not doichad avoida? Really, I'll tell you, Shabbos chamura. Shabbos is stronger than tzaras. Why? We know that Shabbos, as we've been learning, has a lot of onchim, a lot of punishments, and a lot of lavin. We said that tzaras is so chomer because we see that tzaras is doich davoida. Who says it's because Shabbos is because tzaras is so much chomer? It means, you know why tzaras is not doich davoida? Because what do you want? You have a kohen who has to do the avoida. You want him to take and cut off the tzaras and then go do the avoida. He couldn't do the avoida anyway, because if a person has a tum of tzaras, he has to go to the mikveh. And after he goes to the mikveh, he has to wait for Herev Shabbos, he has to wait till after night. So there's no point in cutting off the tzaras, he wouldn't be able to do the avoida. But it's not because of strength or weakness. It says in the pasuk that a mitzvah should be done on day. It'll mean chutz mi Shabbos, not on Shabbos. Tamalayim b'yoyim. That's why we have a special pasuk that teaches us b'yoyim afilu b'shabbos. Tana rabbanan, and so we learned in a brisa, mila doicha tzaras, mila is doicha, that if somebody has a tzaras in the makom hamila, we could do the mila, bein bezmana bein shloi bezmana, whether the mila is being done on the 8th day or on another day. However, yontiv ain't a doicha bezman bavad. But yontiv, we only allow to do a mila on yontiv if it's on the 8th day. It's interesting, Machloikas Rishonim. Rambam says that when the Gemara says that Yontif ain't a doicha el bezman bavad, only a mila bezman is doicha Yontif, it only means on the first day Yontif. But in Yontif Sheni Shel Golius, the Rambam says, since it's only a Yontif Sheni, and this is a mila, even if it's a mila shloi bezmana, it's doichit. The Rosh disagrees, and he says that mila is not even doicha, a mila shloi bezmana, if it's not in the proper time, is not even doicha Yontif Sheni Shel Golius, and that's the way we paskin. Menani Mili, how do we know something we said already twice in this Amid, that the Mila, if there's a Tzaras in the Makam HaMila, we do it even though it involves cutting off the Tzaras? The Tana Rabbanan, it says in the Braisa, Yima Basara Losoi, Vapi Shiesham Beheris, even though if there's a Beheris, which is a type of Tzaras, Yokich cut it off and do the Mila. Omani Mikhaim asked the Braisa with the Pasuk that says, what am I going to do with the Pasuk that says, Hishama Benegab Tzaras, that you're not allowed to cut off a Tzaras? It means B'shamakam Schutz Ramila. It refers to other places in the body, not on the Makam Amila. Or, continues the Braisa, Oyen Al Fil Mila. Perhaps the Braisa is saying that even a Mila does not give you the heter, does not give you the right to cut off the tzras. What am I going to explain that you have to do the milah? That's only this man shemba beharis, when there is no tzras there. But if there's tzras, don't do it. Tamalayim basar, the pasuk adds the extra word basar, basar alosoy, vafil apishesha beharis, even if there's tzras there, do the meal. Amar Rava. So again, Rava asked a similar question to where we said before. Hai tana mikar mai nichalei, or besoit mai kakashalei. First the tana felt that it was obvious that Mila gives you the right to cut off the tzaras. Then the tana starts to vacillate, perhaps not. What happened here? Says the Gemara Hachakam, this is Pshat in the Braisa. Yimo b'sar alosoi, a person should do the bris Mila, v'af api shiesh b'heres, even though of the tzaras. Omani mekayim, what am I going to do with the pasuk of isham v'neged tzaras that you're not allowed to cut off the tzaras? B'sham mekayim is another part of the body, chutz v'mila, besides the mila. Av mila, what's going to be the halacha with mila? Doichet tzaras, do the mila, even if it involves cutting off the tzaras. My tama, why would I say this? Da'asim ha'kavachayim, I'll say the following kavachayim. Omah Shabbos chamura, if Shabbos, which is so stringent, mila doichai soy, still the mila has the power to override it, as we've been learning, Tzaras, which is weaker, like Hoshkein, the Mila is stronger. Ask the Gemara, very good. My iron in the comments. So why did the Tana start thinking different and thinking that no, perhaps you can't do a Mila if there's a Tzaras on the Makam HaMila? Heard the Gemara, because the Tana rethought himself. And he said, Mimai the Shabbos Chamira. Who says that Shabbos is more Chomer than Tzaras? Dilma Tzaras Chamira. Perhaps Tzaras is more Chomer than Shabbos. And therefore, true, Mila is Doicha Shabbos. But who says it's Doicha Tzaras? Why do we see that Tzaras is so Chomer? Shekein Doicha Tzavoida. If a Kohen is a Mitzayra, he doesn't do the Avoida. And Avoida we know is so strong, because Avoida Doicha Shabbos. Even though a person is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, but we allow him to be Mechal Shabbos for the Kabbonis. Tamaloyim Basar, that's why the Pasuk said Basar, Vapi Shesham Beharis, even though there's a Tzaras, do the Mila on the Lushnachrina. So now, there's a Machlokes Rishonim if we have the word Lushnachrina or not. The Ramban and the Ran, and that's what it seems Rashi learns, do have the Girs of Lushnachrina. And what the Gemara is now going to say is as follows. The Lima that we just had, that you do a Mila, even if there's a tzaras on the makam hamila, is only going to teach us on a mila that's done at bezmana on the eighth day. How do we know a mila shloi bezmana? That if you're doing a bris shloi bezmana and there's a tzaras on that place, still do it. That's what we have lishnachrina. The lishnachrina teaches us mila doiches tzaras. You know why mila has the power to override the tzaras? The osi essay, the essay of mila, comes for doicha losa say, it pushes away, it overrides the losa say of hisham v'neged tzaras, of cutting off tzaras, and we have a klal b'chol ha'tayra kula that essay doicha losa say. So what's the oyein of the kamar? What's the other side? How the kamar? Because the brisa thinks to itself, the tana thinks to himself, ein medamin osi dosi essay v'doicha losa say. Where is there a rule of essay doicha losa say? Losa say greater. If you have on one side an essay mila, and you have a losa say on the other side, don't cut the tzaras. So the essay overrides the losa say. But here you have an essay v'losa say. Besides having an essay of isham v'neged tzaras that you're now allowed to cut off tzaras, there's also an essay that you're now allowed to cut off the tzaras. So, because the pasuk says lasos akol shayaru, so essay overrides an loisasay, but it doesn't override an oisasay the loisasay. I imani mekayim yim b'sar losoy. What will I do with the pasuk of yim b'sar losoy? B'zman shem b'heres, do a meal on that place only when there's no tzaras there. Tamalayim b'sar. That's why it says the word b'sar. V'abi sheyesh b'heres. Even if there's b'heres, do the meal. Ask the Rashba. The Gemara knew right away that there's an essay and a lois essay in cutting off tzaras. So what was the havamina that the mila should be stronger because essay lois doicha lois essay? This is not just a lois essay; it's a lois essay of essay. So Rashba answers: since mila, the Gemara's havamina was that since mila is so unique, because as we said, shekein nichrus aleh yud gimel brisus, and also mila is one of the only two mitzvahs essay that has a chiyuv kares, that if somebody doesn't do that mitzvah asay, he is chayiv kares. I would think, yes, this is only an asay, and the other side is a lois asay v'asay, still this asay should be stronger. That's what the Gemara says, no. Enechanami, it's a very strong asay, but on the other side you have an asay v'lois asay, and there may be stronger. That's why we have a pasik b'sar alasay. Ask the Gemara, tenech gadol. This will help us understand why if you're doing a bris on a gadol, on an adult, if he, even though he has a tzaras in the makam and mila, do the mila. The ksiba basar says the word basar. Cotton, a child on the 8th day, nami ksiba basar. It also says the word basar. So I know it overrides the lava shaman negat tzaras. However, benayni manaylan, how do you know if you're doing a bris on a child who's not 8 days old anymore, but he's not yet a gadol, that he too, even if he has a tzaras on the makam hamila, we do the bris? We learn it from a combination of the two of them. We can't learn a child under 13 years old from an adult. She can't unish karis. And gadol has a chiyuv karis, and a cotton doesn't. We can't learn it from a child who's 8 days old. She can't mila bezmana. His meal is being done at the proper time. This child who's over 8 days old, this meal is not being done at the proper time. What is Hatzad HaShavash Behen? What's the common denominator? She came in the Moilam that we do the bris, the Doichnes Tzaras, even though there's a Tzaras, the meal is overrides the Tzaras. Avkol Shen the Moilam. So anybody who we're doing a bris and meal for Doichnes Tzaras is Doichnes Tzaras. Rav Amar, Rav says, Mila Bezmana Doichnes Leitzvich Ekra. That a meal is done at the proper time, we don't need a pasuk that overrides the lav of Hisham v'neged tzaras, of cutting off the tzaras. Why? B'kavachayma asya. I learned from b'kavachayma. What's the kavachayma? Omah Shabbos the chamira. If Shabbos is so strong, it's more stringent than the lochus of tzaras. Doicha, still the meal is doicha Shabbos, tzaras, like Hashkein, certainly tzaras. Amle Rav Safra L'Ravo, so Rav Safra asked to Ravo, "Mamai Shabbos Chamira, who tells you that Shabbos is more stringent than Tzaras? Dilma Tzaras Chamira, I'll prove to you that Tzaras is more stringent. Shekein Doiches Avoida, because we know that Tzaras is Doiches Avoida, and we know that Avoida is so strong that it's Doiches Shabbos, because we're allowed to bring Kabbonos in Shabbos. So you're saying that Shabbos is more stringent than Tzaras." He says, "No, I hold that Tzaras is more stringent than Shabbos." Says the Marhasam, "The reason that Tzaras is doichad avoided, if a kohen has to do the avoided, but if it's a mitzvah, we don't let him cut it off, is lamishum the chamir Tzaras. It's not because Tzaras is more stringent, and shum the gavur the loychazi. It's because the person anyway won't be able to do the avoided. Why won't he be able to do the avoided? Because he's tamei." And he has to go to do tefillah after he cuts it off, and he has to wait till night, so he won't be able to do that void anyway. Ask the Gemara, "Amai, why do you say this? Yokas taharto, let him cut off his tzaras for yavid and go do that void." Says the Gemara, like we just explained, "Mechusa tefillahu, he still has to go to the mikveh, so he can't do that void anyway right away." Ask the Gemara, "Teinach negoim tamein, that will make sense if the tzaras is a type that's tummy. So there, even if you cut it off and the tzaras is no longer there, he still needs tefillah and he still needs Harav Shemesh. However, the goyim tahirim, what's going to be the halacha if he has a nega which is tahor, mayikul meimer?" So Rashi says, what is the goyim tahirim? Rashi says it's different shades of white that are not tummy. Other Rishonim explained in the goyim tahirim, the Tosfos Rid learns that way, that we remember in the Torah, Parashat Tazria and Parashat Metzora, that if somebody has a nega and the kohen can't identify it, so he locks him up for 1 week and then he locks him up for 2 weeks, v'loy posa ha-nega, and the nega did not spread, so v'tiaroy ha-kohen, the kohen says he's tar, so that's nega tar. Michael Maimer, what are you going to say there? Yeah, you can't say that he needs to go to the mikveh and he needs Harav Shemesh, because he only needs to go to the mikveh and have Harav Shemesh if the nega was tamei, but this wasn't a nega tamei. So says the Gemara, Elam Ravashi, you know why I don't agree with Rav Safra? Because heicha mean the essay of doicha loisa say, where do we say that essay is doicha loisa say? That means we want the essay of doing the avoider to be doicha the loisa say of cutting the tzaras. That's kegoy mila b'tzaras. like Mila Tzaras. As I'm doing the, if there's a Tzaras on the Mila, as I'm taking off the Tzaras, I'm being the lav, and I'm doing the lav of taking off the Tzaras, I'm being a kind of the mitzvah of doing Mila. Inam Tzitzit Sekloim. The Gemara Masechta Yevamos discusses that somebody could wear a beggar that shatnes with tzitzis. So again, if he could wear shatnes with tzitzis. So he's doing the mitzvah of tzitzis while he's being over the lav of shatnes. To be in the akalav while he's violating the lav, Mekayim say is doing that say. Hacha be'idin the Mesakin lav. Here, when he cuts off the tzaras, like come Mekayim say, he's not doing that say. The essay will only come later. And like the Rishonim say, not only will it come later, it may never come. Because what happens if we cut off the tzaras of a Kayin with the expectation that he's going to do the avoida, and then he decides not to do the avoida? So even though, so he was over the lav of Yishama B'Negat Tzaras, which is applicable even by a Negat Tor, but he won't be Mekayim Dasei. That's why we don't say Esa Doicha Losh Asei. Ask the Mefarshim that by Mila also, the Mila, the if you're cutting off a Tzaras to do the Mila, it's not at the same time, because the lav of Yishama B'Negat Tzaras, you violate the moment you cut off the Mila. The cut off the tzaras, I'm sorry. The Mila is not accomplished until later, until the Priya, as we will learn later. So the Rishonim say, since I'm acting part of one mitzvah, even though it doesn't come exactly the same moment, the Essay and the Loisa say, that's considered the Idne, that's considered the same time. Whereas here, cutting the tzaras and doing the Avoida are totally two distinct actions. Says the Gemara, Behold the Rav of Safra, this machloikis of Rav and Rav Safra is be'emes tanoi. It's a machloikis tanoi. The Tanya Basar, it says in the pasuk Basar, v'afapish yeshon beharis, even though the tzaras there, yimol, do the bris. Divrei Reboisha. Reboisha noima, Renison says, I don't need a pasuk. Ain't a tzarech. Why? Because Shabbos chamura doicha. If Mila is doicha, Shabbos, tzaras, which is less, like Hoshken. Obviously, because he holds tzaras, is less Chomer by because Rabbi Yonason learns it from a Kav Chomer that Mila on Yom HaShmini override the Tzaras prohibition. Rabbi Oishi, on the other hand, doesn't learn the Kav Chomer because like Rav Safra, he uses the Pasuk to teach us the case of a Mila on the eighth day, and he'll learn the halacha of a minor delayed Mila through what we learned before, the mamatzina between a gadol and a katan. He'll learn a beinoni from the two of them. One final vart. The Gemara spoke here about a negat tohar. The Mefarshim asked, where we know that why does a person chas v'shalom become a mitzayra with a negat tamei? Because he spoke lashon hara. Asked the Svarim, why does a person get a negat tohar? Why does he get a if it's tohar, why does he get it? Nothing happens just by chance. So the Imri Emes explains that a negator comes from a person who could have said good about somebody else, who could have said something nice to somebody else or about somebody else, and he didn't say. So he gets a negator.